There was a boy from a modern Orthodox family that went to shul on Rosh Hashanah. He didn't have a machzah and asked the rabbi, who gave him a really old machzah, approximately 80 years old. In the machzah was printed the drasha given by Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, the Hasidic master, in the pages before the shofar blowing. So the boy read it and was very surprised. He expected that at this auspicious time, the Rebbe would be writing about teshuva, about coming closer to Hashem. Yet the entire sermon, printed in the Rosh Hashanah Machzah, two full pages, was about the challenge of married women not covering their hair properly and explaining that this is a mitzvah in the Torah. It is not a custom. It is a requirement incumbent upon every married Jewish woman to fully cover their hair. And Rabbi Yoel writes about how important it is. The young boy felt uncomfortable. His own mother did not cover her hair. When he got home, he told his mother he will not sit at the meal table unless she covers her hair with a headscarf. Initially, his mother was shocked and refused. But when she saw that her son was serious and would not come to the table, she put on a headscarf as it was important to her to have her son at the family meal table. Over time, she started to cover her hair when out in public, although it took time for her to get used to it, as it was not the norm for women in her community to cover their hair. But she had a huge zechus because they were a prestigious family and other people were affected and started to cover their hair. More and more women in their community started covering their hair. Every difficult step we take has a ripple effect. And the harder the challenge, the greater the reward. Keep strong and keep growing.